Shri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopada Shama Madhurada Pati Giri Govardhan Jai Shri Vrindavan Tham Jai Namadat Tham Jai Gangjavan Matalsi Bhakti Giri Jai Randavari Vaisava Vrindavan Jai Samavat Bhakti Vrindavan Jai Go Prevanandi All glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to Shri Guru Shri Guranga, all glories to Shri Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishvaraya Krishna Vasaya Buddhaya Shivani Bhaktivedanta Swami Namo. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vasatadesha Sarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Chivasvati Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Bhagavad Gita Chapter 9 Verse 28 Yadi
Yadi
Atra
Atra
Na
Svaga
Avasheshitam
Avasheshitam
Tasya
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 Sovanam
Sovanam
Tena
Tena
Ajanave
Ajanave
Smritima
Smritima
Yama
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 Syat
Syat
Varshe
Varshe
Ayir
Ayir
Yat
Yat
Vajatam
Vajatam
Sham
Sham
Tanoti
Tanoti
Yadatrana
Svaga Sukha Vasheshitam
Yadatrana
Svaga
Vasheshitam
Krishtasya Suktasya Kritasya Sovanam
Krishtasya Suktasya Kritasya Sovanam
Tenajanave Smitima Janmana Psa
Tenajanave Smitima Janmana Psa
Varshe Harirya Vajatam Santanati
Varshe Harirya Vajatam Santanati diligently studying the Vedic literature, Kritasya, having performed a kind act, Sovanam, resultant actions, Tena, by such a resultant action, Ajanave, in the land of Bharatvarsha, Smriti Matjanma, and a birth enabling one to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Na, Avas, Avasya, let there be Varshe, in the land, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yat, wearing, Vajatam, of the devotees, Shamtanoti, expands the auspiciousness. Translation, we're now living in the heavenly planets, undoubtedly as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities and yajnas, and of studying the Vedas, however, our lives here will one day be finished. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharata-varsha as human beings, able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that he personally comes to the land of Bharata-varsha and expands the fortune of his people. Purport is certainly as a result of pious activities that one takes birth in heavenly planets. But from those planets, one must nevertheless come down to the earth as taken by the Gita. Even the demigods must return to earth to work by ordinary men when the results of the pious activities is fine. Nevertheless, the demigods desire to come to the land of Bharata-varsha if even a small portion of the merit of their pious activities remains. In other words, to take birth in Bharata-varsha, one must perform more pious activities than the demigods. In Bharata-varsha, one is naturally Krishna conscious. And if one further cultivates Krishna consciousness, by the grace of Krishna, he certainly expands his good fortune by becoming perfectly Krishna conscious and very easily going back to Godhead. In many other places in Vedic literature, it's found that even the demigods want to come to this land of Bharata-varsha. Foolish person may desire to be promoted to the heavenly planets as a result of his pious activities. But even the demigods in the heavenly planets want to come to Bharata-varsha and achieve bodies that may be very easily used to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly says, Bhara Bhumita Hoyla Manusha Jamajar Jamasaka. A human being born in the land of Bharata-varsha has a special prerogative to develop Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those already born in Bharata-varsha should take lessons from the Shastra and Guru and should fully take advantage of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to be fully Krishna consciousness. By taking full advantage of Krishna consciousness, one goes back home, back to Godhead. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore spreading this facility to human society by opening many, many centers all over the world so the people may associate with the pure devotees of the Krishna Conscious Movement, understand the science of Krishna Consciousness, and all of them go home. Go ahead. Srila Sukadeva Goswami says, My dear King, in the opinion of some learned scholars, eight smaller islands surround Jambudvip. When the sons of Maharaj Sagara were searching all over the world for their lost horse, they dug up the earth, and in this way eight adjoining islands came into existence. The names of these islands are Swarnaprastha, Chandrasukla, Avardhana, Ramanaka, Namandara Harina, Panchajanya, Simha, and Lanka. For according to Kumbh Purana, there is this statement about the desires of the demigods. Anadi Karo. Karino Deva, Svarga Stambara, Udbavam, Vanchan, Atma, Vimokshartha, Mudre, Karpe, Vikarina. Although the demigods are situated in exalted positions in the heavenly planets, they nevertheless desire to descend to the land of Bharata-varsha on the planet Earth. This indicates that even the demigods are unfit to reside in Bharata-varsha. Therefore, a person is already born in Bharata-varsha, look like cats and dogs, not taking full advantage of the birth of this land. They're certainly unfortunate. My dear King Parikshit, best of the descendants of Bharata Maharaj, I have thus described to you, as I myself have been instructed, the island of Bharata-varsha and its adjoining islands. These are the islands that constitute Jambudvip. Thus end the Bhagavata purpose of this canto 9th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of the Island of Jambudvip. So this has started out as a description of geography of the Bhumandala, and at the center is Jambudvip with Mount Meru in the middle, and the different varshas, the 9 varshas, including Bharata-varsha around. So consecutively they have been described with the main deity that is worshipped in each area, and then in Bharata-varsha, the last varsha was described. And though Bharata-varsha in one sense is not equal to the other varshas, because the others are called Boma Svarga, or heavenly planets on earth. Still, we see that the devatas long to be born in Bharata-varsha instead of the other places where they would naturally fall after being in the heavenly planets. So it was explained that devatas, after their punyas exhausted, would come down into the other varshas, which were also like Sparta, even though they were on the Bhumandala. Then after that, they could come back to Earth. So here the devatas in Svarga are actually praying, let me not be born anywhere else but in Varsha. So they actually regret the fact that they're born in heavenly planets. They would rather be born in Varsha. And in this verse, the reason is given. It's because here the Lord appears and spreads his mercy. He gives his instructions to the person that's here. So this is a praise for the particular varsha called Bharata. So after this, of course, then the rest of these many chapters are concerning the geography again of this particular place. So we have Jambudvipa, and then we have all the other dvipas described. And after that, then of course there is war below the Bhumandala, what exists below, and what exists above. So we have lower planetary systems, and we have higher planetary systems. These are described along with the different inhabitants. The whole purpose of this description is to show that the Lord provides places for the living entities to enjoy according to their particular bodies achieved through their particular karma. So there are 14 worlds or lokas, from the lowest to the highest. So the jivas wander in different bodies in these different places. So that is according to their activities that they get particular bodies suitable for particular varshas and particular lokas. So here we see the devatas by their punya go to Svargaloka. Then they come back down to Bhumandala again, and then they prefer to be born in Varsha. So similarly, all the other living entities in the material world are wandering around within these lokas and varshas according to their activities. When they become a human being, then they are subject to karma. And this raises them up or pushes them down into lower planets or higher planets, whatever. So the laws of Dharma are taught by Manu and his descendants for the human being. And there, instructions are given how to avoid sinful activity, which will put you into lower planetary systems. And it encourages doing punya, which will raise you up to higher planetary systems. But, as we see here, this is also condemned. Going to higher planetary systems is not so good because the devatas are praying, let me come back to Earth again. And they want to fall down and come back to the Earth again. So, the idea of simply doing punyas and going upwards is not a real solution to the problem. So, one should follow the example of the devatas. That is, the devatas want to be born on Earth. Why? So that they can perform bhakti in the Supreme Lord. Not so they can do karma and go up again to the heavenly planets and fall back down again. They want to be born on Earth to take special advantage, not of karma, but of bhakti. So here particularly mentions Hari, the Supreme Lord in this varsha and Bharat varsha, spreads auspiciousness, samtanoti. This is the particular quality of this varsha. The Lord comes here and he gives proper teachings on how to attain. So though the other methods are taught, karma, jnana, and yoga, still the ultimate process is bhakti, and this is what the devatas prefer. They have experienced the karma, and they say ultimately better than that is to perform bhakti. So bhakti can be performed anywhere in hellish planets, on the Bhumandala, or in heavenly planets. Nevertheless, here the devatas say, it is better in Varsha that we perform our bhakti. It is more favorable. And so though bhakti can be performed everywhere in the universe, still they're saying Varsha is very special. So therefore, in spite of the fact that we do have yugas like Kali Yuga, which are unfortunate, etc., still, the Devadas prefer this place to be born rather than other places. So it's right in the middle. There are higher planetary systems up to the Brahmaloka, there are lower planetary systems down to Pitraloka or Pataloka, and in between there, in the middle, we have this Bhumandala, and right there we have Varsha situated within the Bhumandala, right in the center in the Jambudvipa. Yeah? So this becomes an ideal place for performing bhakti. Therefore, Supreme Lord often appears here. This becomes a suitable place for bhakti, and the Lord comes here to inspire the devotees and to give teachings. So the place is very, very special. Of course, we know that sometimes we have good situations in Varsha, and sometimes we have worse situations. So we have Satya Yuga at the beginning, and we have Kali Yuga at the end of the cycle. So, relatively speaking, of course, Kali Yuga is not so good because it's more tamasic, and Satya Yuga is more sattvic. Still, at the end of Bhagavatam, it's concluded that though Kali is an ocean of faults, still the great blessing in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan. So it is not such a bad thing after all to be born in Kali Yuga. So in spite of all the sinful activities and tamasic nature in Kali Yuga, the process of Sankirtan is there, and it makes up for all of the problems we have. So the people of Kali Yuga should not particularly lament for their situation of being born here at this particular time. So I mentioned that the Sukadevas described this whole planetary system with all the different lokas, etc., in it, and how the sun is moving and all the different planets, etc., which we can perceive in the sky. So there is a certain plan of the Supreme Lord to make things operate in a certain way, so that we observe things as we do. So it's not a haphazard arrangement. There is an arrangement made by the Supreme Lord so that the structure of the universe is in a particular manner, from highest to lowest, and we have different places for different living entities, and we have different types of bodies for different living entities in the different places. And everything is divided up so that the living entities from one place don't go to another place. So throughout the universe there are living entities, and some of them may be vastly superior to us, the Devatas and higher up, but vastly superior, and with long lifespans, etc. And those in the lower planetary systems, of course, are considered inferior because of their tamasic nature. Nevertheless, there's all varieties of living entities scattered throughout the universe. It's not that we're the only place here. Varsha is one among many, many places. So there's more Varshas, there are more Dvipas, and beyond that, there's more Lokas. So all of this is because the Jivas have variety in their enjoyments, their desires, their activities, and continually take birth among these different places and different species in order to get their karma and enjoy in different ways. So the Lord gives an opportunity by this creation of the universe in this particular way to the Jivas to get their particular type of enjoyment. So this is the way in which He satisfies the Jivas. So it is said in the Svetasara Upanishad that the Lord fulfills the desires of all the jivas. So this is how he does it. He constructs the universe in this way with these particular places, with particular bodies there, and the jivas can go to these places and enjoy. So according to the infinite number of desires of the jivas, we have infinite number of places and infinite number of bodies that the jivas can have to experience different types of enjoyment. So that much we should appreciate from these descriptions of the Bhagavata. It's a creation of the Lord to respond to the jiva's desires for enjoyment, separate from him. So this, of course, is not good in the sense that the jivas are enjoying without the Lord. So, simultaneously, within this creation, the Lord provides facility for knowledge to, instead of enjoy separately from the Lord, to offer service to the Lord. So the Lord makes this for the jivas and their enjoyment. Nevertheless, within this whole creation, he gives opportunities for the jivas to give up their foolish mentality and surrender to the Lord. So therefore, the Lord simultaneously does two things. He satisfies the jivas so they can enjoy as much as they want, in any way they want. And simultaneously, he provides a method by which they can also realize him and then escape from the material world. So that is the purpose of the Lord. So therefore, though the Lord creates this place, he does not leave it. He enters into it, as it said here. He spreads auspiciousness in the world, in Varsha. So the Lord doesn't leave it by itself. He comes into the world and reveals his nature, his form, his activities, so that people can understand. He leaves teachings. He speaks and leaves teachings for the jivas. So in this way, the Lord has come as Krishna, he's going to Bhagavad Gita. The Lord came as Vyasa, he recorded the Vedas and wrote the Puranas and the Bhagavatam, etc. So the Lord is continually distributing knowledge to awaken jivas to their identity as servants of the Lord. So the creation of the Lord is made by the Lord, and it is beneficial for the jivas because the Lord gives instructions to them how they can actually get out of this position and go to the spiritual world. Yeah, so they do punya, and by the punya they go to Svarga Loka. Of course, if you have other punyas, you can go higher to Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. But at least you can go to Svarga Loka with certain types of sacrifices. But that sacrifice gives you a limited period up there. Then you must fall back downwards. So they fall generally to the other varshas after that. After they live there for some time, then of course they can return back to Earth, or to Bharat-varsha.
But the Lord is all pervading, but still then why do you, because take avatar only in Bharat-varsha?
Well, not only in Bharat-varsha, he appears in other places also, but he prominently does his activities here because this is very favorable for spiritual development. It's exactly why the Devatas say we want to be born in Bharat-varsha. Because here there is enough suffering to give the jivas a reminder that the material world is not a very good place to live in.
Mm-hmm. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Dhanat Bhagavatam ki. Dhanat Bhagavatam ki. Dhanat Bhagavatam ki.
நடுமுதை இன்னைக்கு பார்த்தீங்கன்னா நான் அடிவாக்கிறேன் நான் பாதி